Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Scrolling with your girls, Jen and V. We are your scroll queens, and we in here in the building, and so are you. And we happy that you're with us, okay? All right. So we getting another great episode kicked off tonight.
Yay, yay.
And we have the cheers, and y'all better be cheersing at home too.
That's right.
To a great cheers. Scrolling Uh-oh. Episode. Right on point, baby. Right on point. All right. And as we always say, our bevy of the nights are always on our Instagram, so you can make it. Swirl your fingers in it. Get it right just like you like it. Whatever happens to make you watch the show and feel better about yourself, okay? Yep. This is fun times.
Absolutely.
All right, V, are you ready to get this party started?
I'm ready, JB. All
right, then. All right. So what do we have for the first part of our show for the Scroll Club?
It's our favorite section.
It is.
Again.
It is. The comment section.
Oh, baby, we love the comment section because y'all light it up.
Y'all be on there. I mean, thumbs be gone.
Y'all do not be playing, honey.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sometimes the comment section is the best section.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So
and we about to dive on into it, all right?
Let's go.
And I'm going to kick us off.
All right.
Y'all ready?
Yes,
let's
ma'am.
Let's go. Chris. Chris, he could have been a track star. TikTok user Queso _ Ho.
Oh, damn.
Posted this.
Chris, why the f*** you at that f***ing house? Why the f*** you at that house? Huh? Get your dusty ass over here.
Oh.
Dang, he gone, bro. He
oh
is
my
gone.
God. Look, he went so fast, I want to see it again with the quickness.
Chris, why the f*** you at that f***ing house? Why the f*** you at that
go, Chris.
Get your dusty ass
how many
over
miles
here?
An hour is she
real?
Going?
Why am I root for Chris, though?
I'm root for him, too.
I'm root for Chris. I don't
I mean,
know
he, I want him to go.
Go,
I want him
Chris,
to go.
Go.
I want him to achieve what he started.
He's like, it wasn't me.
All right, commenters, what do you have to say about Chris's track star? Why Chris is gaining distance on... I know! He going faster than the car!
Yes, he is not playing,
he is
baby.
Out of there!
Woo, woo, woo. All right, Aiden says, the shoe flew off.
I saw
that's
that.
How fast my brother was
I saw
going.
That.
He was getting out of
did dog. He throw it? Or
it
did
looked
it just
like it
flew
fell
off.
Off. It flew off.
Man, that's gone.
Yes,
that's gone.
Ma'am.
That's out of there.
Dang.
Steve say, that ain't even Chris, bro. He at home.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm rooting for Chris. I don't know why.
He already made it to the house.
Okay. Cam.run says, when bro got home. Beat you to the house. It wasn't me, boo.
Sleeping good.
Okay, like, what
tucked
happened?
In.
Why you calling my name
that
like
is so
that? Yes, Chris.
All right. FTO Ake, I can tell this not bruh first time. Right.
Apparently
he's
not.
He's a veteran at
yes,
this. He's a veteran
he
at running okay. away from people's apartments.
Okay, baby. He was
oh
gone.
My gosh.
He was up there getting them guts dug
baby.
Into some girl,
he's
honey. Like, and she heard, he heard her name, Chris.
I ain't seen nothing but gun smoke.
That's it. Gone. He didn't even look back. Like, I already know who
but
it is.
But you know what?
Know
that's what
up.
Slow you down.
Yeah.
When you look back.
When you look back,
yes.
baby.
Keep your face forward and your chin up.
Yep.
Just keep going.
Mm-hmm. And he did.
Look.
Dang.
Focus on the course.
Just focus. Just get to the house.
He got one
less
shoe, so he
okay.
should be good.
Baby, he was a Shakari Richardson going
no,
up on that
funny.
Thing.
Go,
with
Chris.
Richardson.
Go, Chris.
Yes. All right, y'all.
Bruh,
not everything needs to be a conspiracy theory. Oh my God, some conspiracy theories like really gets on my nerves. I should use it at Alex So Funny posted this.
So you telling me they put speed limits in place so people won't open up portals while they driving? And you know what I always kind of...
See, his brother's on methamphetamine. No.
He gotta be.
And
he
so
gotta
people
be.
Wouldn't crash and die.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, replay that toll because like what?
So you telling me they put speed limits in place so people won't open up portals while they driving? And you know what I always kind of...
See, his brother's on methamphetamine. No, and so people wouldn't crash and die.
And why he holding one of his nostrils?
He like, probably live in Houston with allergies.
Right, okay, comments.
He like,
y'all think
like,
about this?
Like, no,
like,
nah. Bro.
He was so irritated, girl. That's funny. It says, Milan Van Bow Sports. So you telling me... Who the F told you that?
Right.
Exactly.
Where did you get
so
that info from? That's when common sense.
Exactly.
October Skies, he's telling the truth. Last time I went 140 down Ventura Boulevard, I opened up a portal to jail.
See, that's why he believe in people jail. Like you, October. That's why he believe in that.
Oh, that is funny. He said a portal to jail. Yeah, because that's straight where you're going if you don't abide by the speed bump.
Exactly.
Speed
follow the law. The notorious Beaner says, bro, watch Back to the Future thinking it was a documentary. Like, he watched something.
Man, Back to the Future is dope, though.
Yeah,
I love
everything
Back to the Future.
Ain't real, bro.
He probably is. He probably still on amphetamine and sniffing balloons and stuff.
And he was looking, girl, the straight face saying that.
Nace Art 16 underscore, confused potholes or portals? Which one?
Right. Come
Which
on,
one?
Tell us.
Potholes
or portals?
We're trying
to save you. We're trying to save you.
Yeah.
Now one,
I can't look at a pothole to save me.
I know. One Yamin says open a portal to the county jail. See?
Yep, that's the way you're going to go.
He, right, he may be on or something.
That's where the black dot going to lead
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
That thing going to open up. You're going to be like, dang, how
like
I get locked
Matrix.
Up?
Like the Matrix. Right. You're going to be like caught in the Matrix.
Oh,
like, wait, how
gosh.
Did I end up here?
You know how, they,
so
how you hit the jail clink?
Right.
You know clink, when clink. The bars mm-hmm. close on you?
Yep.
That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a wake-up call for sure.
Boy,
okay,
so
y'all.
Hilarious.
B, let's keep on with the comment section.
So good.
Boys, my girlfriend should not know. Okay? She should not know these people. All right?
Mm-mm.
TikTok user Victor Andrea posted this. Let's see.
Respect me this time, Maria.
Okay! I'm
a member. Hey, there you
oh,
go.
Whoa.
Who's this? Who's this? What?
I do
oh, boy,
not know this man.
What? Don't hit the screen.
This man, he holds the heart of many. Thou, he does not hold my heart. You, thou, hold
aww.
My heart.
What are you talking about, bro?
She just know, me. Right?
Oh, my God. Okay, take your hand off him. Oh. Who's this, then? Do you know who that is? There you go again. Ha, ha, he, he.
Austin Butler.
Really?
Elvis. Soon.
I didn't ask about his filmography.
Oh, sorry.
Who's this?
Oh, sorry.
You went bare viral. What's his name again?
Doesn't matter. I'm proud of you.
I feel like it was something
I'm
like,
proud of you.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I do not know men.
Don't start with that bullshit again, because if not, you're going to get out of my house
excellent.
And out of my life forever. Who's this? You better not know him. You better not know him, punk.
That's Justin Timberlake.
No.
Oh, no, I don't know who this man
my
is.
My God.
Yeah, Channing Tatum.
Bro, I'm not...
She know. I know she know.
Oh, really?
No,
is it?
No, I don't know if step up.
Disrespect. Who's this?
Step up.
Out of all the brothers, you choose this one.
So you're looking at other women's men. Is that how you do when we're out and about? Is that how you do?
No.
Really?
Can I say?
I don't want to say it.
I
Who's
have
this?
Eyes.
She said, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh my God.
His voice is like, deep.
Daisy, bro, you're in a relationship. Who's this?
You can remove Jack Harlow from here.
Oh my God, bro. No.
I don't
we
want
know
him.
Everybody.
Get out of here.
My brain. I don't even want to know him.
You know everyone on the list, bro. Why is my girl knowing everyone? Get out of here.
I don't understand why. Like,
no. What a fun relationship. That's funny.
No.
I don't understand why they call, when they are in like, the foreign countries, they call their girls bro.
I know. I don't
I've been like don't
it.
Do that no
right.
more.
Yeah, don't call me bro. Yeah, yeah. All right, comments.
That's
what
funny.
Y'all think about this? That's
see,
funny.
See. Magic Mike. Pupé, me left you. Girl, same.
Anthony, that's Anthony, okay? From Bridgerton, yes, okay? Lamora says, I have a better question.
Why y'all on that girl
Wait,
feet?
Hold on, y'all worse than GNC and everything.
Why y'all on that girl feet
okay,
with her
leave
one
her
sock?
One side.
She comfortable at home with her
that's
man.
That's it. She under her roof comfortable with her
yeah,
one sock.
That's
so.
The answer to the question.
Dang.
She feeling good with that lollipop. Ira B, London baby. I knew the setup was coming the moment she said, what's his name again? Aaron Pierre. That's Mufasa.
Hey.
All day.
Okay. Yes, you says, take your hand off him as you're unknowingly
caressing
him.
Yes, say she was
but
hitting
of course,
the TV.
She was.
He said, you're
like,
going to break the TV.
Right, she grabbed that thing. She clawed it.
Charlotte 5094, the laugh gets me every single time. Love it.
I mean, she
I
knew every
it.
One of those
every
TV
one of
characters. Like,
yeah.
every one of them.
Yeah.
I love that for her.
And
yes.
I don't know the K-pop guy.
Well,
I
don't
I would have known him.
I would have known. Yeah, that's why I was like, I don't know who that
is. Is that K-pop?
That's, I guess so, Jen. Because
okay.
I don't, look, I don't know them people. All right, y'all. Last
I
would have
been
one.
Confused on at least two
okay.
of them.
I've been like, questionable. All,
right.
All right, last one for the comment section, guys. I'm no mechanic, but I don't think that's supposed to be in there. Ooh, what's yeah. that? TikTok user at underrated.simpsons. Posted this. Ooh. Turns out an octopus was in my transmission.
Ah! Ah! He all the way in there.
All the way. Oh my God.
How did he get in there?
He's wiggling it out. They so slimy and slithery. He got right in that hole, nice and tight.
Oh my God, took the whole car apart.
Dang. Oh my gosh. That, that would have freaked me out if I would have saw the mechanic pulling it out my damn car.
It was so wet.
Oh, and he just steady pulling.
Hell, I would too.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Get him all the way out of there. All the way out
of
there.
Oh, goodness gracious. How?
Dang, where y'all live?
Ooh.
And where did you drive?
Right, commenters. What y'all think about this? Oh my goodness. Emily Parker says it was an automatic transmission. Good one, Emily. I would have been pissed and freaked
That's
out.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Hearts and flowers. Do you often go deep sea diving or driving?
Right.
Do you often go deep sea driving? I mean, where
you
did he go?
You're doing something because
that's
octopus?
My question. Where did he go?
Yeah, Gang Renee question mark says, I just know that smell was rancid for real.
How
like
he was in there.
Yeah.
The question.
Oh my goodness.
Ty for by, did you park in the middle of the ocean?
Like, cause how? An octopus out of all things. All right, P Cena Eat 920 says, please tell me this is a boat. Cause if it isn't, I have a question. If it is, I still have questions, but one or two left.
And I really want to know what kind of car this was.
Yeah.
I want to know too. I would say, show me the model and make.
Yeah, I would have been freaked out. Like,
so
what is going on my transmission?
I know they can get in there. I don't want to buy that car.
Okay.
All right, y'all. V.
We got to take it to a quick commercial break, but you know your girls are coming back. Where you going? We got more for you. What we got for them, Jen?
Bitches.
With them fits.
Welcome back to Schooling with your girls, Jen and V. We are back in the building for the next part of our show. I'm happy you stayed right there, okay, while we paid these bills.
Hmm.
Okay, what we have for the Scroll Club now, V?
Fitches! Yes, we are checking for those fits. Are they hot? Are they not? Fashionable, outdated, thebomb.com. We gonna see. We gonna be the judge of that. How about that?
Are they whack? Are they winners? Let's see.
Okay, now I'm going to kick us off, Jen. Does bro have a shot in a fit like this? IG user at T_says_posted this.
I'm going to go on a two-man. This man did not tell me we was dressing, bro. Look what he got on,
bro. Why would you throw that on?
Bro, why would you throw that on, though? Children, yeah, but this ain't chill, bro. This is pajamas. Yeah,
you done went. He done went all out for a baggie, boy. We going to that crib, you didn't put on your best fit. You had that laid out last night, boy.
Now, why in the hell are your toes out on a two-man? Why are you wearing open-toe sandals on a two-man mission? Auntie gonna tell you something, boy. We ain't really do too much of the group chats in my day, but I'm telling you right now.
You missed something.
Right.
Once you got there, that group chat was on fire.
Okay.
You don't ever wear no open-toe ass sandals to a two-man. It don't matter how comfortable you are. You just don't do it. Egregious work, bruh.
Yeah, he about to get both women.
Yeah, okay, listen, it's not
whoever,
a fit check for me.
Whoever they going to see, he about to get both of them.
Right? It's not a fit check for me.
He say,
bruh.
Why did you even dress these?
Like
you
what?
Like got pajamas.
No.
And
it looks
and they angle sweatpants.
I don't like it.
They go down just, to the ankle.
That's the kind of stuff you wear around the house when you just chilling, chillaxing or whatever.
Girl,
but not with your
but hold on, Todd. Go back. Girl, why these toes crossed over each other? On top of
they
that.
Doing gang signs
on top of,
toes. Of
that, you wear them sandals and your toes are fighting each other.
Right.
Bruh.
He said, I got my toes
she said,
exposed.
I don't know what group chat you right. was in, but they are lighting your ass up right now.
And what's so funny about your girl V, y'all, I don't like when men wear sandals. I know it sounds, I don't like when men wear, even the thong sandals, I just don't like with men with their feet out. Like my husband, vacation, he got nice feet. I know, but still, I just don't like it.
Men don't want to be wearing shoes in the, I get in, it, but the beach and stuff.
That's just my personal preference. I don't like it. Now, yeah. Does my husband wear his feet out? Of course he does. And he has nice feet.
I love
men. I just don't like
as long
men
as your
with
feet,
feet
taken care of.
Yeah.
I know
like
men that take
feet out.
Good care of their feet and wear sandals and they look extremely good, especially with khakis.
Yeah.
And like they linen. Mm-hmm. Ooh, on the beach, baby. Yeah. I done seen some resort. Body,
yes,
with some linens and some really nice sandals,
of course.
But I'm just saying, like, dude, I don't even think this
like
was occasion to even be wearing none.
Like,
of that.
Did you even ask questions? Like, where we going? What's the deal? Like, because baby, you came like you was just sitting around the house and just already had that on, and your friends say, "Let's roll up and do some," and you just came like that, like you don't care. Go out the house looking decent. I mean, what's going on? Like I said, my husband got some nice feet and everything. He keep them nice and clean and all that. But I just don't like men with their sandals. Mm-mm.
All right,
like
y'all.
It.
Bro's wearing what on the first date? Come on now. Let's see, though. YouTube Keto Bling posted this.
That was such a waste. I'm never putting you on a blind date again.
You said she liked nerds.
She liked
you
nerds.
You told me she liked
nerds. Ah! Get this fool.
Oh, it's a he run the blind that she set up. Oh, yeah, let's play it again, Todd.
Girl, where did y'all go to Medifield Times?
I'm never putting you on a blind date again.
You said she liked nerds.
She liked
you
nerds.
You told me she liked nerds and anime.
Nerds and anime.
This is me.
Oh my God, he ruined it. He's
like, where did they go to Medifield Times to eat and watch horse riding?
He said, I'm going by what
soldiers?
You told me. You told me they was into this, so that's why I was dressed like
he
this.
He said, you told me they like, she like nerds and
anime. So I'm dressed for the occasion. I told my partner,
I
whatever.
I never set you up again,
like,
bro.
Hey, I'm just going by what
dude,
was told.
I think that's a little extra, though. Like, even if she was liking nerds and anime, you ain't had to do that. That's a fourth date type ish.
She said, I'm going all out,
baby,
okay?
And I
I'm
bet
taking
she not
in
going
what you
out
said.
With him again.
I'm taking sure. in what you said, and I'm putting like, it to motion.
Yeah, be like, don't hook me up with none of your friends.
Oh,
no
my
more.
God.
No
and the way
more.
He did the little sword.
No more.
That's so
I'm good.
Oh, gosh. All right, y'all. What's going on with these workwear fits? IG user at Rachel NR Alway posted this. Uh-oh.
Work in the Revolve corporate office. Could you please show us what you guys are wearing to work? Because the emails that you send us with appropriate work outfits are truly egregious. This is one of my favorite ones ever to date. I looked through all of them, but this one today took the cake. We have the Helsa 11 drop. I love Helsa. Helsa is meant for your trip to Amsterdam with the girls. Helsa is meant for a cute fall coffee. Helsa is not what you are wearing to your office. Let's go through the email that was subject lined. You've never seen workwear like this before together. Here we go. You've never seen workwear like this before. I'm sure I haven't because no one at my job would wear that. I was just waiting to break out my gloves for work. I am so glad this is a part of what we're doing this fall. I also have been waiting to show my belly button at my desk. And who doesn't need a casual Friday outfit? I think this one's perfect. A crazy concept, but if it is see-through on your model, it probably can't be worn to work. More things that I would also love to, you know, sit and scroll and excel in. I think I know for a fact I own underwear longer than these shorts, so that might be tough to pull off in the office. You might get a little cold with the AC. Another see-through pair of shorts, perfect for when you're getting that promotion and you want to show up and show out. Oh, thank God they made a matching top. Thank God. This was all on the first page of that drop. I haven't even gotten halfway through it, and there's so much more.
What? What? Where are we?
Is that thing is you should know
wear?
You should know what to wear to work and what not to wear.
Yes,
to
that's the basic.
If you gotta go to ChatGPT and Google and all of that crap, you what's wrong with y'all? Like
and you're
common
old
sense,
enough,
common sense
to know and understand about like, the corporate life, what you need to wear, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate.
If
like
you,
what?
If it's a little inch of see through. No,
all
ma'am.
That stuff is
no,
club wear.
If you can see your coochie, no ma'am.
No,
no ma'am. Keep
wow.
it in the closet. And mm-mm. What is this website? What was her point showing this?
I don't know. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Those. So this is a website. My producer's enlightening us. This is a website where they're showing the new workwear line that you can choose, you can buy to go to a corporate office in. Y'all do what y'all want to do. HR gonna be on y'all ass in hot 2 seconds.
Look, maybe that's how they doing it now, Jen, in 2026.
But you know what? My thing is, what job are y'all promoting for?
Right.
Like, what
kind
company?
Of job? Yeah.
Because this right here, I wouldn't be there. Mm-mm, and she got socks and loafers on? With that skirt?
Maybe okay. They doing it different in 2026, Chai, with these jobs.
And then, yeah, that's why AI and robots taking over jobs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's because we can't even get this simple decision together right. on how to be corporate mm-hmm. and professional. But anywho.
Yep.
All doing? Right, y'all. Those might not be work appropriate, which I agree they aren't, but this one is for sure. Well, let's see it. IG user Shiny Dyson posted this. Oh my God. Balloons are in.
Like I said, 2026 and beyond. Maybe they changing
balloons
up stuff, honey.
Balloons and ass crack.
Because I'm from the old school where you have to dress decent, okay? You have to dress professional, clean looking.
Who would wear this,
that
though?
At a job,
but my
I wouldn't
is,
dare.
Like, even the people in the background don't even match
yeah,
this energy.
Just doing too much. People just trying to do what they want to do. It's my thing is, y'all don't want to work in corporate environment. Y'all want to work for yourselves, apparently, because y'all know goodness well that it's not appropriate to dress at a job
well,
house.
People are working for themselves more these days. I mean, if
that, that more power to you.
You know,
but
that's,
I'm talking
that's
about
what you, that's what you
the
do.
Corporate life, I'm like, y'all are doing too much. If this is accepting in the corporate world.
Like that right now at work.
Yeah.
In a corporate setting.
Like I said, 2026
and
is what
I,
y'all doing.
I ain't
going
to lie.
Okay.
I done seen some in my own damn job yeah. dressing crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we can wear that? Yep. Oh, okay, bet.
Looks like club wear to me.
All right, but y'all. Okay. We have to take a quick commercial break, but we will be right back after we pay these bills. Don't y'all go nowhere. What we got up next?
Oh, the caucasity. Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Scrolling with your girls, Jen and V. We have reached the final part for tonight's show. We've been having, so much fun. Thank you guys for tuning in with us. All right, Jen, what's our last segment for tonight?
Oh, the caucasity.
The nerve. What are y'all up to now, y'all? Ooh. All these shenanigans y'all be doing.
Y'all
we do not understand.
Y'all raised me on some grace. I tell you that
all
right,
right
now.
What you got for us, Jen?
Your roommate doesn't understand that they have white privilege, okay? TikTok user Griffstar Kenneth posted this.
Feeling exhausted because I just had a really long conversation with my roommate about his white privilege and the fact that I work harder than him for the things that we have, including the roof over our head. He walks through life with everyone just giving him whatever he wants. And yeah, he takes advantage of people, especially because he's also handsome. He's a good looking boy.
This better not be no dog. Your roommate better not be your dog.
But I'm glad I had it. And I think he's better for it. Do you think you're better for it?
Gene, you got it.
He's beautiful. Leave him alone.
Oh, God.
He's got white privilege.
He looking like what?
And his coat
what you
is
want
beautiful.
Me?
He looking, he got his arms crossed.
He's like, listen.
You can tell he's sadiddy.
He looking like, you the one who wanted to take care of me. You the one who purchased me. You the one who wanted to own me. So don't do me, okay? Give me what I want.
Yeah, you the one who wanted to agree to feed me.
Exactly.
You the one agreed to clean up my poop. You the one agreed. I
period.
It.
Pay for my vet bills. You the one.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
That was so funny. And Gene, you called
that
one. That's funny.
I was like, it better not be his dog.
All right, y'all. Last one for all the caucasity. You wanted to date a black girl, so you did what? IG user at Dr. Brady Smith posted this. It should be good.
To date a black girl. Then I went to school at BYU, and there was a dating auction going on the first week I was there. So people would stand up on a block, and then you would shout out a number of dollars that you are willing to give for this person's number. And this beautiful black girl got up there, and $13 later, I had her number, and we had a date set. I got so excited, Lauren. I got back to my room, and I told my roommate about it, and he was the one. I didn't even think about any association with anything negative. And he was like, so you bought a black girl at an auction.
Ooh. Sounds very like,
you think
slavery.
No.
That's exactly what you did.
Not really, dude. Right. And he's like, you're going to marry her and tell your grandkids that's how you guys met at an you bought her at an auction.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that was that was another Britney.
That's wild.
Yeah, we went on a couple dates.
Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, that looked bad. So if y'all do get married, like she said, and have children, what you gonna tell the kids how you met mama? What you gonna tell them? So that's why I always say, hey, I'm into the interracial dates. You do you. You have fun and all that stuff. But you sometimes got to be careful and be prepared for those conversations.
The way they had that set up from the get-go.
Yeah.
Why would you have that set up like an auction?
Yeah.
Why you didn't do it like a speed dating or something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you got to put money down to get the person number.
And then
a black woman come up. You also have white people in the audience.
Right.
So that all together was just whack choreography. That was just... That coordinating was horrible.
I ain't like, 'cause it was only $13. I'm like, that's all $13. And if I was the black girl and I wasn't her, apparently, I would have a problem with that. I wouldn't even participate in nothing like that. But you do you, boo. All right, y'all, we got to end the show. Your girls got to go. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Jen and V on TV, y'all. We'll see y'all next time. Jen and V out.